also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There may be an end in sight to the Russia investigation. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. One of the president's lawyers says he's been told it could be over before Labor Day if the president cooperates. With more from Washington, here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, Rudy Giuliani says the special counsel has said the investigation into possible obstruction of justice could be over by the 1st of September if President Trump agrees to a sit-down interview. Giuliani told the New York Times a timeline came up during negotiations over whether the president will grant such an interview. Closing the obstruction case would not mean Robert Mueller's work is over, as it's only one piece of the broader probe into Russian election meddling. Chris?
Rachel, thanks. Responding to a demand from President Trump, the Justice Department's Inspector General is expanding its investigation into surveillance on the Trump campaign to look at whether there was any impropriety or political motivation in how the FBI conducted itself, looking into Russian election meddling. The first funeral from Friday's shooting at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas, was for Sabika Sheikh. She was a 17-year-old exchange student from Pakistan. We're hearing about what may have set Dimitrios Pogortsis off.
The mother of the first student to be shot, allegedly the first student to be shot, Shanna Fisher, told the LA Times that her daughter had been pestered for 4 months by the shooter as he expressed a romantic interest in her. She apparently refused him repeatedly, and out of frustration with his continued advances, finally embarrassed him in class a week before the shooting. Dimitri was especially sadistic in carrying out his acts, shouting war whoops with each person that fell down, woo-hoo, and then he also sang the line to the song, "Another One Bites the Dust," with each victim that fell.
Fox's Doug McElway in Santa Fe, Texas. A pregnant woman and her father are shot on the street and critically injured in Philadelphia. She just got married yesterday. Police say the shooting was last night. The motive appears to have been domestic in nature, that the shooters fired at least 18 times, then ran away. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
President Trump heads to CIA headquarters in Virginia this morning for the swearing-in of the agency's new director, Gina Haspel. This afternoon, he congratulates NASCAR champ Martin Truex Jr. and his team.
President Donald Trump hosting the driver of the number 78 Toyota for a ceremony this afternoon to commemorate his 2017 Monster Energy Cup crown. President Trump, with a strong relationship with NASCAR since his presidential campaign, tweeting his support for the racing body's drivers when they were standing during the national anthem and earning the endorsement of NASCAR CEO Brian France, as well as drivers Ryan Newman, Chase Elliott, and David Reagan while on the campaign trail.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Ford is wrapping back up the production of its F-150.
Production of the Ford F-150 at the Kansas City Assembly Plant and the F-Series Super Duty restarting today at the Kentucky Truck Plant in Louisville. Work was stopped at those plants and a Dearborn, Michigan plant because of a March fire at Meridium Magnesium Products in Michigan. That's where they make lightweight magnesium castings for structural components for the pickups. Ford says their inventory levels are still high, so the shutdown shouldn't cause any problems for customers looking for the vehicles they want. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At the Billboard Music Awards.
Hosting on Sunday night was Kelly Clarkson, who talked about those killed in the high school shooting in Texas on Friday and appealed to people in the audience and at home.
So why don't we not do a moment of silence? Why don't we do a moment of action? Why don't we do a moment of change? Why don't we change what's happening? because it's horrible.
As far as the awards go, Tyra Banks was on hand to announce top artist.
And the Billboard Music Award goes to Ed Sheeran!
The Chainsmokers, also presenters, they honored late Swedish DJ Avicii. He died while on vacation earlier this year. John Saucier, Fox News.
A police officer in New Jersey performed an emergency C-section to deliver a baby deer. Its mother had just been struck and killed on the road. An animal control officer took the fawn home to get it dry and warm and taken care of. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good Monday morning. Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson in her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy in communications, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Krannert Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Illinois will start a two-season celebration of its 50th anniversary this fall. The opening night party is set for September 7th. It'll be a kickoff of the 50th anniversary celebration. Construction at the Illinois Street Residential Hall is set to continue until August of 2020. The Daily Illini says the ISR dining hall will not be available until the renovation is complete. During construction, the north entrance on Green Street will not be accessible. During the summer, crews will work from 7 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Authorities have identified an Atwood man who was found in his home Friday after a fire. 60-year-old Jeffrey Browning was found dead on his couch by his father on Friday. The Atwood police chief, Rob Bross, said burn patterns showed a fire on the couch but extinguished itself. Bross said authorities are confident there is nothing suspicious or malicious about Browning's death. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Yes, since my book, Let's Make It a Habit, came out, I have been leading in-person workshops in various types of businesses, including for-profit, nonprofit, and academic institutions. I teach audiences how to deal with negativity using humor and compassion. I present a realistic approach to instilling good habits to get the good things back in our lives, while also focusing on ways to learn daily habits that help us overcome negativity and move forward.
Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey with our weather.
Good morning, Stevie J. An 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning and a high 77 expected today, down to 62 this evening with some clouds. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 80, low 58. 83 on Wednesday with mostly sunny conditions, clear in the evening. Sunshine Thursday and Friday up into the mid-80s again. Right now the temperature's at 63, kind of foggy, misty, and some rain in the area. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it is Monday morning. Good to have you listening. So happy to welcome back the professor at the University of Texas at Arlington, political science ace. It's our friend, Dr. Alan Sachs. You're still in school?
Finals week has just concluded. They had graduation last week. I did not go to it, but now I'm answering questions from a variety of students. Why didn't I make an A? And I want to tell them, because you're dumb. but I can't say that now. So I just tell them, well, if you tried a little bit harder, you can make it. I'm talking about students that make 30 and 40 out of 100 questions.
Okay, so they're not.
And I'm the easiest teacher on campus.
Yeah, so they're kind of.
What is going on?
Yeah, well, you know what, though? What you just said, though, accessible. I don't think very many, after the finals have concluded, from our experience, we can't reach anybody.
Right.
So good.
I'm there.
Good,
oh, I'm accessible.
You.
That's a good point. I'm accessible. The rest of the faculty, they're out of here.
That's good.
You're exactly right. I'm the lone person they can pick on.
It's Professor Alan Sachs. We love chatting with him about a variety. How do you ever fix Venezuela? I mean, this a mess. This poor country with people in it that are really, really good people, but a horrible leader.
Did Maduro win again, I guess, didn't he?
Well, it says Venezuelans vote for more crazy Maduro, 75% disapproval, but apparently he, quote, won. Is that
possible? He won.
Yeah.
I think our State Department did something correctly when I think the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, the new Secretary of State, said it's an illegitimate election. No fooling. It is incredible. It's a perfect example of socialism going down the drain, taking the whole country with it. Venezuela has huge resources of oil, and they just squandered it. Their inflation rate is skyrocketing, and it's not good. Another country that might be going in a bad direction, too, is South Africa. But people are afraid to talk about South Africa for a variety of reasons. But there, they're probably going the same way as Zimbabwe did. Huge inflation, high crime rate, and trying to take away farmland from white farmers. It's not a good situation there either.
Alan, why do you think that, 44% of millennials believe in socialism? Is it a lack of education?
Yeah, it's a lack of education, and they've been babied so long. I'm going to roll this morning about them. They're good people. Many of them are very, very smart, but they want stuff for free. And that's why when Bernie Sanders said, I'm going to give you free education, I'm going to give you free health care, oh, that sounds great. We'll go for Bernie. You know, they couldn't even tell you what state Bernie Sanders represents. But I'm being horribly sarcastic, as I usually am. But that's part of the reason. They don't know. They haven't studied it very much. They have no experience with it. And even if they do, it sounds very appealing. Here, what was not talked about during the campaign. Bernie Sanders, I think, in his younger days, actually went to Israel for a while to live on an Israeli kibbutz. If people don't know what a kibbutz is, it was a communal settlement, sort of the ideal of socialism, where people worked together. They actually did things for each other, and it worked remarkably well for a small period of time. I understand Bernie Sanders was fired from that kibbutz because he didn't work. I find that very interesting.
Well, it is just a demotivating system. I don't know how many examples do we need in history to suggest it's a bad way because somebody decides for you your life.
And not only that, when it goes astray and they still want to make it work, the bodies begin to pile up.
Yeah.
And then we have something like Stalinism and fascism and Nazism.
Yeah.
But they don't understand that either. I don't know what they're learning in the public schools. I know there's a great debate now about public schools for a variety of reasons, but I don't know what they learn. You know, they learn dates, but they don't understand the feelings of what actually transpired during those particular periods of life.
Okay, so another headline over the weekend was that we apparently are making progress in trade talks with China to try and even up the trade deficit. Why isn't that all over the media?
It is, and that's a good deal. And also what's happening today is that it looks like that there's a battle over this supposed informant in the Trump campaign team. And one group of people are saying they were just trying to understand, investigating Trump's alliance or collusion with Russia. Other people are saying, no, it's much drearier than that. It was an attempt on the part of the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton to spy on the Trump people. And it's hard to know which way it's going to go. There's an Inspector General's report that is going to come out sometime shortly that may shed some light on all of this. But it's getting more dramatic day by day.
All right, lastly, in Santa Fe on Friday, another horrific school shooting.
That's horrible.
Alan, I wish it was a law you could show me that would stop and prevent this. I just don't think there is, and it's just going to be a combination of things that'll stop stuff like this.
You're right. I have a hunch where there's a good start. And you're right, it's a combination of factors. A lot of people are finally understanding it is a cultural deal. The schools bear a lot of responsibility. They know that some of these students are really potentially real trouble, but they can't get rid of them. The lawyers are at the door. Parents are shrieking. This snowflake idea has gone on. So sometimes you look at a student and you say, that person could be trouble. But, oh, no, you can't get rid of them or say anything bad about them because it's a different day and age today. I've had students in my classroom at the university level, not at the present time, thank goodness, but over many, many years. I've had one or two, only one or two, that I would think, this person is really a potential trouble.
Mm.
Some were women, in fact. Not a lot. I'm talking a handful over a 50-year period. I didn't do anything about it. I didn't want to cause any trouble.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, you know, start in all this kind of stuff. So I just tried to ignore it. But boy, did I keep an eye on these students throughout the year. And I teach these huge classes. If you teach a small little seminar, as a lot of college professors love to do, it's a different story. You teach these math classes like I do. Sometimes there's a potential troublemaker in there.
Yeah.
Not often, but occasionally. But most people don't do anything about it. At least I didn't.
Yeah, well, and you can see, you can mark these people, you can cause a lot of trouble. And then when something happens, you look back and say, why didn't people say, you know, it's easy
exactly.
to hindsight.
People are afraid to.
Yeah, no doubt. Alan, it's always a pleasure. Love chatting. Thanks for your time again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's Professor Alan Sachs, political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. Love chatting with him. Variety of issues. Yeah, so Maduro wins in Venezuela. U.S. calling it illegitimate. In fact, Maduro, the president now, again, dictator, socialism, claims he had more votes than people voted. So there's that.
Okay.
And if you have a 75% disapproval, which is some poll, how do these people say that? Because you don't want anybody to know.
Right.
Sometimes you disappear. 7:15, ESPN 93.5. So Christian and I went down to the game on Friday.
But it was wet.
Yes, I shall detail the experience coming up in just a few moments. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Well, Cardinals win yesterday. The final was 5-1 over Philadelphia. Now 25-19 on the season. That sets up the I-70 series tonight against Kansas City. At 7:15, you'll hear the first pitch here on ESPN 93.5. And now we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Well, John Rooney, we saw quite a pitching outing by Jack Flaherty. He was dynamite, wasn't he?
7 2/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run. He gave up the run on a home run to Hoskins. He walked 1, struck out 13, and got his first major league win. Earlier in the game, Mike, he got his first major league hit, and he was supported by 3 hits for Matt Carpenter, 2 doubles, 3 hits for Tyler O'Neill, including O'Neill's second home run in as many days. And Greg Garcia went 1 for 3 with a sacrifice fly and 2 RBIs. The Cardinals split the series, beating the Phillies 5-1.
Hicks finished up in the game, but it was all about Mr. Flaherty. He tied a record set by Cardinal rookies Scipio Spinks, Miller, and Dick Hughes, and that goes back a long, long time. Flaherty was something else. He picked up his Major League victory number one as the Cardinals win it 5-1.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Cubs and Cardinals have the same... 25-19
yeah, same record
right now.
Right.
They won 6-1 over Cincinnati.
Yep. And it's Milwaukee in first, Pittsburgh, okay. Chicago, St. Louis, all a game and a half out.
Wow.
It's tight.
And they've got a series starting up against the Cleveland Indians tomorrow. Chicago White Sox beat Texas yesterday 3-0. They've got Baltimore tonight. So, Steph Curry with 35 points. Golden State over Houston, 126-85.
That's a 41-point victory,
I know
by
it.
The way, yeah, in the playoff.
Mm-hmm. So, Warriors are leading that series 2-1. The Eastern Conference tonight with Boston on top 2-1 as they play at Cleveland tonight. We had Vegas in the NHL playoffs now. This is their inaugural season, and they're off to try to win the Stanley Cup after beating Winnipeg 2-1 yesterday, winning that series 4-1. On to our Illini in tennis. Wake Forest beat them in quarterfinals 4-0, yep. Wrapping up the season at 24-8 overall.
And the National Junior College Division II Golf Championships, Foley, Alabama, Corbin Siebens and his golf team teeing off as we speak in round one down in Alabama.
Very good. I know AT&T Golf-wise had Aaron Wise on top
Aaron
of the leaderboards.
Aaron Wise is 21.
Wow.
Second tournament.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And Steve Stricker tied for second over at the regional.
Yeah. We're at the Regions. Legion. That's the champion score. So good for him. Weather brought to you by Timberworks, call for a free quote, 217-260-8522. They trim trees or take stumps out.
Okay.
Find them online, timberworks217.com. From tree trimming to stump removal and clearance, Timberworks will take your tree service to new heights.
Showers and thunderstorms mainly before noon. I know for Unit 7, it's the last day of school, and they have all the inflatables that the kids play on the elementary school level. So maybe after 12 noon, we've got an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, down to 62 this evening. Partly cloudy, high 80, low 64 tomorrow. Wednesday's high at 83, low 63, with plenty of sunshine, clear in the evening and through the rest of the week. Right now, 63 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, bragging rights game Friday night. Touch on that coming up. Plus, hardworking man continues this week on Wednesday. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Provident Financial Group in Champaign and Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Relationships built on trust.
From the Fox Business Network, Samsung is stepping up its attacks on the iPhone to get you to switch to the new Galaxy S9. USA Today says the new ads will portray iPhones throttling or slowing down with near-depleted batteries. However, Apple apologized for the battery issue in December, and it's offering out-of-warranty replacement batteries for as little as $29. There are a couple of new mergers. Chicago-based MB Financial is being sold to Fifth Third Bancorp for approximately $4.7 billion. It's a cash and stock deal. And General Electric is selling GE Transportation to Wabtec for more than $11 billion. GE Transportation makes train engines, and Wabtec makes locomotives and trains. The Dow closed flat Friday, up just a point. The Nasdaq down 28, and the S&P lost 7. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of 4 select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of 4 Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Well, that's where I am on Wednesday. CarX Tire and Auto, 906 West Bradley location. And I got a letter from Jim Sherman, Director of Marketing, CarX Tire and Auto. We hope to give Stevie J an inside peek at what a typical CarX Tire and Auto looks like on a normal morning. Nothing will be normal, sir, if I'm there. With Memorial Day approaching, several customers will be dropping off their vehicles. Their upcoming holiday and summer travel while Stevie J is on the air will be opening at 7 a.m. in conjunction with his broadcast, as holiday travel time is typically a very busy time at your neighborhood CarX.
Uh-huh.
We're in need of some extra help from a general service technician. That is where Stevie J comes in. After he's off the air, we'll utilize him as our general service technician in training. So will I have a little badge that says service technician in training?
Sounds cool.
Along with a trained CarX technician from our CarX Academy, Stevie J will get his hands dirty by performing oil changes on customer vehicles. We'll recommend the right oil for the customer's vehicle and driving habits. And with every oil change performed at CarX, we also rotate and inspect each tire on the vehicle. How's Stevie J with an air gun?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds cool.
Oh, yeah.
Air gun? Come on. Each vehicle, CarX, Tire and Auto goes to a 31-point courtesy inspection. Stevie J and his mentor will inspect each car thoroughly. Stevie J and his CarX trainer will review their findings with each customer and recommend any necessary service to keep the customer's car safely on the road. Okay, we have contacted our current customers of all three of our Champaign locations of Stevie J's morning broadcast from our Bradley location. His potential as a general service technician. Why would you tell them I'm coming? We'll also be giving away door prizes, including a 55-inch television.
Wow.
Other items to people who have entered at our locations. While we try to plan out our service activities based on pre-range customer appointments, one never quite knows what each day will bring, especially with Stevie J and ESPN Radio broadcasting live from the Bradley location Wednesday.
The 23rd.
It'll be great to have an ambitious trainee like Stevie J in CarX Academy training program Wednesday, May 23rd. I'll be there. That's 2 days from now at CarX on Bradley.
I mean, you've changed oil before.
I'll be at CarX on Bradley. I'm a technician in training.
Okay.
Please.
Well, and I guess I wouldn't have done it as often as I did when I lost a bet on the air down in Louisiana and had to do the morning show in the pit.
Okay.
In a white outfit.
I have never, ever changed oil when the car is jacked up. And frankly, no, I have never changed oil. I have added oil.
Okay.
So I know where the thingy is,
right?
But that's been 40 years.
And you know where the stick is.
I can check the level. I can
check
the oil level, and I could add a quart of oil.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where she ends.
And that's probably part of the initial check at CarX, I would think.
Well, anyway, I will be there Wednesday.
And we'll be learning.
Come on by. I'll be happy to help you.
Well, the TV sounds cool.
Well, yeah. Can I register for that?
Exactly.
All right. It's 7:26. So Friday night was bragging right. Thank you, Jim. I'm looking forward to coming to CarX on Wednesday. Be broadcasting live then a trainee in my Hardworking Man series. Well, the bragging rights Friday was in St. Louis. Christian and I went down, ate at Ballpark Village.
Okay.
Sometimes they show a picture of the giant screen and all the people. That's where we were.
That's great.
So we had nachos. It's all we felt, and it was $15.
Okay.
Not bad. Way
not
cheaper
bad.
Than across the street.
Exactly.
So we go across the street, and of course it's raining. So Friday was a very rainy day, if you forgot. And in St. Louis, it rained literally six straight hours.
Oh.
I mean, a little bit of mist, a little bit of rain, a little harder rain, a little lighter rain, that. So we went into the gift shop and bought two ponchos for $20, 10 each. Thought, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the ballpark, you're going to pay, you know, if you bought a beer, it'd be $10. So $11 for a poncho sound like a good deal,
mm-hmm.
$10 for a poncho. So we put those on and we sat there and it was fine. It was just enough to not get us soaked and just enough to keep us dry. And our seats are very good. We were off of the 18 rows behind the Cardinal dugout.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Or was that the Philly dugout? I was behind the Philly dugout. We were on the third baseline.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, and we're watching the ball game, and it's delayed. So the game doesn't start till 9.
Whoa.
So I said, Christian, watch this. Fourth inning, stadium's going to be empty. There's 42,000 people, but that's it. There's too many kids.
Right.
So fourth inning, 10:30, she's empty.
Okay.
So it's all us. And so we watch the ball game. Cardinals break out. They get 12 runs.
Nice.
Really fun. And so about midnight, game's in hand, we drive home. Thank God we got home. It's hard driving when you're tired.
Yeah, it is.
It's the first time I can remember I had to pull off. And, of course, every rest area between St. Louis and Champaign are closed. For whatever reason.
Wow.
So I went off on the off-ramp and with all the other semi-trucks, because
that's
the only place they could go.
Wow.
And I kind of shut down the car for 10 minutes and felt better.
Okay.
Just too tired. Christian was sleeping. I was just really, really too tired. So anyway, pulled off for 10 minutes. Bragging rights, saw Brett Underwood.
Nice.
Went up the escalator with him.
Okay.
I said, how you feeling? How's your arm? He said, I'm just going to try and throw it high. So he threw a nice ball. It was fine. The Missouri, bit of their pep band, our pep band. We had cheerleaders. They had cheerleaders at the very top.
Okay.
And it was really fun. And we got our Illini Cardinal blue, orange and blue jersey.
I thought you might be wearing that
I
today.
Thought about wearing it today. I got a couple of appointments. I just didn't think I should be wearing that.
Okay.
For those, and I should.
Still a conversation piece.
Well, yeah. It just wasn't dressy enough for me.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's really cool. Really, really liked it. So it was a really fun. St. Louis is fun. It is such a different ambiance in Chicago. It is just such a family friendly.
Yeah, it is.
Really is. Anyway, by the way, the tickets we give away frequently here on the program, section 337, went up to look at them. It's kind of high. It's not the highest point in the stadium, but it's close. But, man, the vision is good.
Really?
Really nice seats.
Okay.
I really like the
Thanks
seats.
Thanks for checking that out.
Went up there, and we could easily sit there and be very happy. We were a little closer this time. Anyway, fun. Bragging rights. I don't know how many Missouri fans versus Illinois fans. They're Missouri. Come on, man.
Well, how about the Bob Gibson pitching rubber?
We got that as well. Really cool. I don't know what to do with that one. But anyway, nice.
Right. Do you put it on your desk?
I don't know what you do with
it. Okay.
Anyway, it's cool. Cardinals have some fun stuff. And it was fun being there at Bragging Rights and seeing some Illini fans there as well. Lined up to get Brett Underwood's autograph, by the way.
Good.
All right, we'll be right back. More coming up. That's 8:30 in New York. 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana. ESPN 93.5.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump on Twitter lashing out at former CIA Director John Brennan, who's been critical of the president, also slamming Democrats for their handling of China and theft of intellectual property this morning. Meanwhile, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is suggesting the probe into Russian collusion could be over by September.
If President Trump agrees to a sit-down interview, Giuliani told the New York Times a timeline came up during negotiations over whether the president will grant such an interview. Closing the obstruction case would not mean Robert Mueller's work is over.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the governor of Texas, calling for a moment of silence to honor those gunned down at Santa Fe High School. This as the debate continues into how to prevent another shooting.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is offering his suggestions.
We need our teachers to be armed.
Critics point out that even armed teachers have to turn their backs on students on occasion.
Fox's Justin Kelway, Fox News, we report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man has been arrested in connection to an alleged shooting. 33-year-old Brandon Lee is accused of firing at least 10 shots at a 38-year-old Urbana man outside his home early Saturday. Police say a dispute apparently stemmed from Lee being upset over guns that were taken from his home. Authorities have identified an Atwood man who was found in his home Friday after a fire. 60-year-old Jeffrey Browning was found dead on his couch by his father on Friday. The Atwood police chief, Rob Bross, said burn pattern showed a fire on the couch but extinguished itself. Bross said authorities are confident there is nothing suspicious or malicious about Browning's death. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner declared 9 southern Illinois counties as disaster areas as water supplies slowly replenish. The Southern.com says it comes after the Red Lake Water Conservancy District's breach at Intercity Water Plant. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Check your weather brought to you by CMI. Take one more to-do out of your ever-growing to-do list. Locally owned and operated CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., where I was hardworking few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They serve all over Central Illinois. What's
Well, kind of hardworking.
Yeah, that's true.
All we supply, probably should say kind of hardworking, man.
Whenever you say hardworking, man, you must put hard in quotes exactly. And working in quotes and man in quotes, frankly. CMIclean.com, CMIClean.com, 359-6262. Betsy and Brad Parks will deliver. They're local. They're terrific.
80% chance of showers and thunderstorms at the high 77 today. 62 our low tonight. Expecting some clouds.
Just Redbird week.
And a slight chance of showers. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 80, low 60, 83 with sunshine. Clear on Wednesday evening. And 86 Thursday and Friday with sunshine. Right now the temperature's at 64. Kind of cloudy, misty, rainy, foggy, depending on where you're at. ESP at 93.5.
All right, all your janitorial supplies, CMIClean.com. Mm-hmm. Shooting in Santa Fe Friday, 17-year-old football player.
Okay, I hadn't heard that.
Yep, and, I mean, again, it's a lot of the same. I mean, pulled the fire alarm, waiting for people to come out, decided not to shoot the people we liked. 10 dead, including 2 teachers.
Right.
Again, it's I don't know what else to say. It's they pipe bombs, steam cookers. I mean, the pressure cookers. I mean, he had the whole thing going on.
Oh wow!
They had to evacuate, thinking there's more explosives. So it was past guns. He had a rifle, which is a hunting rifle. Wasn't even an AR-15 or
okay. K-4.
So a hunting rifle and a handgun. And again. You pull the fire alarm so they run out so you get a better shot at them?
Oh, brother.
It just, again, and show me the law that would stop and prevent all this, and I'm thrilled to look at it. It's just going to be a combination of things. And I know it's not possible to cover this wall-to-wall and put the kid's picture on TV like 1,000 times, but that can't help. Some of these mentally borderline people that feel that they've got nothing in their life, see that, and say, at least I'll go out in a blaze of glory. Apparently, he was supposed to shoot himself. He couldn't do it. And so now he's in custody, and we get to go through all the mental evaluations and relive this a whole bunch of time. It's just awful. And again, I've got no solution for it except put people with guns in the building and make it harder for a kid with a trench coat hiding a long rifle to come into the school, which is apparently what he was doing. Well, we've all been around schools, and to try and secure every entrance and doors, and kids go outside doors that are locked, and then kids slide in those doors. I mean, we've seen all that. You're sure welcome to text. Text in if you've got something on the Santa Fe shooting. It's another one. I know we can't stop covering it, and we shouldn't stop covering it, but maybe we can stop wall-to-wall with his picture and name everywhere, because I don't think that helps the mentally ill. The mentally deranged, which I believe are a whole bunch of them.
I know Tim in Ogden said it was a sawed-off shotgun and a revolver.
Okay. But it wasn't the assault. I think it was a hunting rifle. Uh-huh. Sawed off. So, but, I mean, if you don't, you know, this. Remember in the 70s they quit putting all the streakers on TV for baseball games so you can't watch naked people run on the field? And they stopped doing it. At least we don't talk about it because they never get coverage. You cover stories like that because you have to, but you don't have to put the kid's face on TV 1,000 times because other mentally deranged kids may say, oh, boy, I get to go out in a blaze of glory or something. I don't know. I'm reaching. But it's just, it's horrible and awful, and we have far too much. Feel free to text in 359-2255, 359-2255. We'll touch on this potential meeting in North Korea with the president and Kim Jong-un. Will they meet June 12? Will they not meet? Training exercise involving U.S. B-52 bombers flying alongside South Korean warplanes has reportedly been canceled amid threats to North Korea that they would withdraw from a summit planned with President Trump. Political insider, campaign consultant, president, CEO of GCOM Media Company, campaign advisor, Independent Movement of Maryland, Hassan Giordano. How are you?
I'm just right, DJ. How you doing, man?
Fine. Okay. So I'm not surprised there's some erratic thinking over there because the training exercises have been going on for many, many years. Backing down a little on a training exercise, I'm fine with that. June 12th would be great if they could get to the table. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not too hopeful because I just think this is an erratic leader. What do you think, Hassan?
Well, I'm with you, Stevie J. Like the last time, we thought we were cautiously optimistic, and now it just seems to be getting more and more leery on whether we even make it to the table. I know that, at least from the president's side, he would certainly want this to happen, and will do everything he can, including canceling the, like you said, exercise that's gone on for God knows how long, but it shows that this may be a leader who, again, is erratic, who doesn't really want this to happen. And most people are still questioning. What we fail to realize is that we talk about the politics of things, but after really, you know, kind of looking this over, I realize there's millions of Koreans, both North and South Koreans, many of them being exiled from their homeland, who really have their fingers crossed and hoping that something comes out of it. But even the most optimistic one is still leery of a regime that has never really lived up to people's expectations over the years.
Yeah, and there's going to be, how will this ever work? I mean, I presume he doesn't want to give up power, but yet how do you keep a dictator in power? I guess to denuclearize, I mean, I would probably give him a few billion and put him in exile. It'd probably be worth that if you could defang the snake.
Yeah, and that's the question is, does he willingly give up? I mean, here's the guy who, comes, it's three generations of having an iron fist over the past 70 years over this country from the creation from under his grandfather, who now is saying that the possibility of denuclearization is there. But we also know that they have a history of violating nuclear weapon agreements from, with South Korea 92, America 94, and even more. So the question is, what do they get out of it? I mean, what is the purpose of this? We know what we would get out of it and what the rest of the nation would get out of it, and the rest of the world, excuse me, would get out of it. But what does he get out of it is a whole other question, I think. Still has people scratching their heads as if this is going to ever happen in the first place.
Well, and that's the art of the deal, I guess, to kind of make somebody who you there's no negotiating what he has to do, but to let him save a little face and look like a leader still. I think that's a small price to pay for securing that area of the world from a nuclear warhead.
Oh, absolutely. I think from the president's standpoint, it makes sense. And I've heard from insiders, I wasn't sure about it before because there was never any confirmation to it, but many people have said that when the president walked into the office on day one, he told his staff as well as his cabinet that now y'all have to give me a situation, give me an issue that I can win a Nobel Peace Prize off of. This is it. If he can make this artificial deal happen, this is the masterful. It hasn't been done. I think people would really praise the Trump administration, but again, how do you get them to the table and make sure that happens is still, kind of up for grabs. Now, I do say there's a lot of people who have been cheering Kim over the past few weeks and even a couple of years. And this past April, when he crossed over, it was symbolic, but nonetheless, when he crossed over that border over there, when he meeting with the South Korean leader Moon, it really made a lot of South Koreans kind of less hesitant about his true intentions. Now, again, they're still, a little pessimistic about the possibilities of a long-term deal. But nonetheless, I think that, Moon's ratings went through the roof. I think past 80% approval rating, and a lot of South Koreans are really hopeful now that we're seeing a turn in the shift in Kim.
All right, you're in Baltimore, Hassan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so think of Baltimore, and then let's go to the city line, and then across Baltimore is a dirt road with folks with no shoes, no education, and about 8 million of them. How do you simulate that?
Well, that's a very good question, to a point that just because you crossed this symbolic line and had a conversation with media there, what happens next? Yeah. People who are starving, they don't care about a meeting. They want that education. They want those shoes to put on their feet. Yeah. And so does that happen is a whole other question.
Yeah, it's down the way. That's 2.0 or something, 3.0. But let's get to the table. It's better than dropping bombs. I'd love to see them figure something out. I don't know if it's possible, but what the heck, you can sure take a shot at it. Last thing, Hassan, would you have your president talk to Robert Mueller?
No, I would have my president stay far away from Mueller as possible. I know some people think, why not? If you have nothing to hide, go ahead. I've never saw the end game in what the Mueller investigation is going to bring. I think it's a bunch of hot air, really, that people, whether you call it Democrats or other interests, have done just to shine a negative light on the president.
Yeah.
He gets enough of that as it is. I would stay away from it.
Or I would say, all right, no recording, no under oath, just like Hillary, and we'll chat.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then yeah, chat away.
Hassan, nice meeting you. How do people find you?
www.HassanGiordano.com or just hashtag Mr. Politics. All my stuff will pop up.
Hassan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hassan Giordano, HassanGiordano.
Hashtag Mr. Politics.
Yeah, out there in that Baltimore area.
Mm-hmm. All right, White Sox facing them tonight.
Yeah, White Sox in Baltimore, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Manny Machado looked good in
there
red.
You go.
He'd look good in red down in St. Louis. All right, ESPN 93.5 sports headlines coming up.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your train comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying train system. Or here's another way you can save on a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying train system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trading allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, we'll talk a little more about the Santa Fe shooting from Friday coming up. Your text, you're welcome, 359-2255. Kelly Clarkson, Billboard Awards last night,
yes.
Calling for action.
Yes.
I'm in on that.
Right.
Now let's take some action.
What kind of action?
Yeah. Happy to do something, if whatever would stop or help that, that's for sure. 359-2255, 359-2255. Okay, Cardinal game yesterday. Jack Flaherty is the new kid on the block.
13 strikeouts.
I think he's 21 or 22.
Really?
He's really a kid. He's really, really good at baseball and a heck of an outing. But what happened after Jack Flaherty pitched this Jordan Hicks that throws really, really fast?
Yes.
He became the first player, and it's overshadowed as it should be by Jack Flaherty, but Jordan Hicks became the first player in the history of the game to throw two pitches at 105 miles an hour.
Whoa!
In the same inning.
That's Aroldis Chapman,
flamethrower from the left-hand
yep.
side, he touched 105.1. Jordan Hicks hit 105 twice. And they've only been really, these accurate speed guns only been around about 10 years. Nobody's done that. His inning was 103, 104, 105, 104, 105. You can't hit that. That's 10 miles faster than 95. You can't see it. Christian figured it out because he knew how. You have 0.39 to react. That's three. 0.39 seconds to react to that pitch. You have no chance.
Wow.
The best hitter in baseball came up, the number three hitter for Philadelphia, this Herrera guy. He struck out, but he got on first because the ball got away. Guy couldn't catch it. He's throwing too fast. It got me out of it.
Jack Flaherty's 22.
Oh, he's way old. Sorry. Anyway, that is
6'4", 205 pounds.
He pitched beautifully.
He's a big boy.
Cardinals have some real pitching prospects, probably too many. They could trade for Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo easy. All right, let's check your sports headlines.
5-1 was the final over Philadelphia yesterday, and you'll hear the action against Kansas City today. Well, tonight, 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. We've got your Redbird recap.
Well, John Rooney, we saw quite a pitching outing by Jack Flaherty. He was dynamite, wasn't he?
7 2/3, two hits, one earned run. He gave up the run on a home run to Hoskins. He walked one, struck out 13, and got his first major league win. Earlier in the game, Mike, he got his first major league hit, and he was supported by three hits for Matt Carpenter, two doubles, three hits for Tyler O'Neill, including O'Neill's second home run in as many days. And Greg Garcia went 1-for-3 with a sacrifice fly and two RBIs. The Cardinals split the series, beating the Phillies 5-1.
Here pitched any stuff in the game, but it was all about Mr. Flaherty. He tied a record set by Cardinal rookies Scipio Spinks, Miller, and Dick Hughes, and that goes back a long, long time. Flaherty was something else. He picked up his Major League victory number one as the Cardinals win it 5-1.
You know, the best chance to reach base on, and again, Flaherty was the story, but I can't get over how fast this Jordan Hicks, and he'll probably have to go to Tommy John surgery because they all do.
Right.
I just, the best chance you have of making it on base, I know he has an ERA, but hit a ball that goes 105, you're going to have to walk.
Jordan Hicks throws two pitches, clocked at 105.
Unbelievable.
On Sunday.
That is a first ever.
First pitcher, yep.
Yep, unbelievable.
Okay. I'm all fascinated with that, and I'm forgetting the Cubs won yesterday Cincinnati.
Got a highlight or two.
All righty.
Here go the Cubbies. Come on.
Driven in the air, deep right field. Back goes Schebler near the wall. Home run. Line drive, home run. Kyle Schwarber. Cubs lead 2-1. Here's a high fly ball deep left field off the bat of Baez. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Second deck. Cubs lead 3-1.
There you go.
Kyle Schwarber's homer. The fan, bare hand, caught it.
Yeah.
In center field. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, good
that's
catch.
Coming at you pretty fast. Right. I don't know if I would have done that. They've got a series tomorrow starting up against
the
Cleveland
Indians.
That's
hit hard, too.
Right. I know it.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox over Texas 3-0 yesterday, and they've got Baltimore tonight. Steph Curry, 35 points. Golden State over Houston, 126-85. Warriors lead that series 2-1. On to the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Boston leading that series 2-1. They are at Cleveland. Tampa Bay will be at Washington. That series at 3-2 with Lightning leading. Vegas wins over Winnipeg, so they're in their inaugural season to try to win that Stanley Cup. We also had the Belmont Stakes will be coming up. We had the Preakness where Justify won.
Justify wins again.
So that sets up the Triple Crown that could happen. And, of course, they're getting in the zone for the Indy 500, 229.86 on the laps for Ed Carpenter to take the top spot.
Man, I can't believe it's Indy 500 time again.
I know it.
Wow. Oh, by the way, another young kid for the Cardinals, Tyler O'Neill. I'd also like this Tyler O'Neill's from Canada, and they got him in the Jaime Garcia deal, which sent Jaime Garcia to Seattle. And he's kind of muscular, unusually muscular for baseball. But his dad, Tyler O'Neill's dad, was Mr. Canada, like Warren Honeycutt. He was like a bodybuilder. And so his son does the same thing. And his son, Tyler, can bench press 400 pounds. I'd like to know the last time a baseball player in the big leagues could bench 400 pounds. That is so heavy, and usually you don't push it because you don't want to tear something. 400 pounds for Tyler O'Neill. He hit a one-armed home run yesterday that reminded me of Mark McGwire. Just that strong, kind of reached out and hit it with one arm over the board. Another young kid that the Cardinals could be high on is Tyler O'Neill. We will check your weather forecast. Kind of cloudy and rainy in the morning. Might be better later. Details coming up.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
Manziel ends up being an R-rated version of Tim Tebow. Can he play? Check, he can play a little bit. Is he great? No. Manziel's not great. We saw that the first go around, and we'll probably see it here in the Canadian Football League. Tebow wasn't great, but he could play. Will people watch? Yeah, people will tune in to see what he does. Same thing with Tim Tebow. Will he be a distraction for teams? Check, just like Tim Tebow. Billy, people are going to say, hey, listen, why are we caring about Johnny Manziel? Because he is that R-rated version of Tebow. But at the end of the day, I am pulling for him. You know who is pulling for him more than anybody? Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell wants Johnny Manziel to have an unbelievable Canadian Football League two-year run, if it indeed is 2 years. Because the same reason that the NBA has grown over the last couple of years, they want storylines, they want drama.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up. You can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter-pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter-pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territory.
Yep, I'm hard working on Wednesday live from Car X. Tire and Auto, 908 West Bradley in Champaign. And it looks like after I'm off the air at 9, I shall become a general service technician in training.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I like how they worded it in the letter, how, you know, you'll have a mentor to take you through.
And yeah, no, listen, I'm no offense to my wonderful friends at Gulliford and Illinois Portable Toilets, but I didn't wake up looking forward to that. And it's because of Michelle and the splashback term.
Yes.
Very haunting.
There was some kidding around going on, that's for sure.
About the splashing back and me cleaning toilets.
Exactly.
Very humbling. Anyway, and sucking out stuff from grease and sewer stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't really. Anyway, so this, you know, where is that darn tray that you have to unscrew the oil thingy for it to fall down? You know, you put it up on the rack there. And, you know, the only time I've really seen somebody in a pit like CarX has was in Twister, the movie.
Right.
When they hit after the drive-in, they
They went down there to escape that tornado.
That's as close as I've gotten to one of those pits.
Okay.
So we'll be there live on the Hardworking Man series on Wednesday morning. Did I do the weather?
I don't think so.
No recollection. I'm just so focused on my general service technician and training label.
Yes.
Anyway, kind of rainy this morning.
Yes, 80% shot at showers. Today's high 77. 62 our low tonight, partly cloudy by this afternoon. We've got partly sunny conditions in the forecast for tomorrow. High 80, low 60. And sunshine up into the mid-80s, down to around 60 at night, Wednesday through Friday. Right now we're at 64, ESPN 93.5.
And the Santa Fe shooting, I suggested, you know, I know we have to cover it. It is a story we need to know about, and I don't question that, but I would say maybe we don't have to put the face of the person and their name all over 1,000 times. Maybe that in some weird way perpetuates this, because this person also casually pulled the fire alarm, so like they did at Parkland at the Florida shooting, so people would scatter and he could shoot. It's just awful. 359-2255.
Here's a text in that says, Peter Tamaris wrote an excellent article in Sunday's News Gazette, a guest commentary section regarding this issue. The commentary was titled, Evil Resides in Christianity from Our Schools and Society, tells us how we can and cannot raise and discipline our children, and now wants us to remove...
I think you didn't say Christianity tells us that. No, I think it's we're taking God and Christianity out of schools, and that leads to a kind of a moral rot, as far as I'm concerned, and some of the values and some of the ways that we raise our children, and we're told X, Y, Z, and all these things that you can't discipline, you can't do this, you can't do that, and then we lose some people, certainly to the dark side.
Well, and it says how we... Society is telling us how we can and cannot raise our children and discipline our children, and now wants us to remove guns from our society.
Yeah.
The solution is as simple as evidenced by the attempted shooting in Dixon, Illinois last week when one armed security officer stopped that potential shooting. This is not rocket science. Protect the schools and the lives of our children the same way you protect money in the bank, airlines, etc.
It's a resource issue, isn't it? I mean, how many schools do we have in Champaign County that would need this? It's just who pays and how do you do all that? Do you arm the former Marine that now, you know, teaches history? I don't know. I think people that, you know, are trained in that area that feel like they want to carry, I'd be fine with that in the schools as long as they had the training and were comfortable and wanted to do it. I certainly wouldn't impose it on anybody. But it's going to be a combination of things that will hopefully at least stop the frequency of all of this. It's rough stuff, tough stuff. I don't have much time here. I got a minute left. Ardell, are you there?
Good morning, Stevie. How you doing?
I got a minute left, my friend.
We went to the Cardinal game. You talk about on Saturday. You talk about nice giveaways.
Oh,
you got Cardinal rings.
Yeah, you got the rings. Those are the real deal. I've seen those before. And yesterday they gave out Rawlings kids gloves that were red and beautiful.
And Six Flags ticket.
Right.
And so you got the ring. How much do you think you could sell it on eBay for? $50, $100?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't part with it. I don't care what kind of money it is.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we were up there. I got to tell you a funny story. I got a kind of a handicap where I can't walk, and we were up three flights, three ramps. So we normally get a they take us up there in a cart, like a golf cart and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were up on the club level, and my friend who was in the back, his daughter was with us, and she accidentally hit and hit his beer, and it fell down. Well, a guy picked it up and handed it to him.